Blog Talk Radio.
Did you guys expect anything less? Nope.
No, you shouldn't, because we're going to have the Expendables on tonight. Not just the Expendables, but Jeff Weers, the lead singer of the Expendables, on the show tonight.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, you know, God of the gods.
He's going to be on tonight, and not just is he going to be on and giving us an interview, he's going to be playing a song for us.
He's going to be playing a little doodle called Doodle Boy.
It's going to be called I Love Dr. Buzz and Tetra.
But not really.
Not really. Don't get your hopes up. I honestly don't know what the song's called. I forgot to ask him when we called him right now. But it's going to be beautiful. No matter what he plays, he could take his socks off and start playing the guitar with his toes. And, like, I'd be like, this is pretty chill, you know?
Yeah, like, I remember one time.
Don't be shy.
Hey, come on. Let me spit it out. He got his guitar, put it up to his eyeballs, and he started batting away. And then music, like, wonderful, sweet harmony just came out.
He
and I was like,
he played with his eyelashes.
Yeah,
and I said, ooh, and Peter Buehr and John happened to be in the room, and they were like, that is a good thing for a song, and they jacked it.
Yeah, and then I grabbed the cowbell, and I'm like,
exactly.
And then this guy's like, I like it a lot.
I like it, I'm going to play it on Conan. And
uh-huh. Yep.
That's how it went down. I hope you guys are having a good February 3rd, right, 2011?
Dude, real quick, little known fact. If you're a big Mexican, I don't know, like if you're from Mexico or whatever, you know how they have like.
We have a lot of people from Mexico listening to this show.
Yeah. You know how they have like a lot of like Saints Days, like St. Peter's Day or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, little known fact. Today is St. Blas Day.
St. Blas Day?
Yeah, I've been celebrating February 3rd like every year with my dad.
The
like,
stupidest day ever.
Okay, dude, I gotta go. Mickey, take over if you want.
Okay. Nah, I'm just kidding. I didn't even know that, dude.
Yeah, man, so, like, it's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy, man. I didn't even know that there was a St. Blas. Is it Blas or Blas?
It's with the S, though.
Oh, that's dumb. Remember, there's a little known fact here. Me and Tetra, back when we used to go to the same school, there was this one day at school, they had hearts, like, posted all around our school, and it had the names of, like, everybody on the hearts, and there was this imposter named Blas. Remember that?
Dude, I do. You know what's funny? I think,
He lives with
George, I think he's my brother. I think he works at McDonald's with one of my friends. So I'm going to have to fight him. Yeah.
And then I remember I went on YouTube one time and it said Blas Fight. And I went on there, I was like, what?
Dude, I remember that, like, so many people came up to me, dude, I saw you kick ass. I'm like, come on, bro, that's not me.
Yeah, I know, baby. And you just kept walking.
Hey, yo, I didn't know, goodbye.
Yeah, I know, play it. Yeah, that was me. No, that's good times, though, man. You guys, when you guys are in high school, make the best of it, you know? Don't be stupid.
Yeah, dude, like, come on, at least join one club, at least.
joined one club, and I don't
not,
care what.
But not the one club.
Or the GSA Gay Straight Alliance Club. Nah, I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
No, it's not.
It's not part of my. I'm not. Don't join it. But do what you guys want, but make the best of high school. That's all I got to say about that. Because if you guys don't, high school's going to suck. I promise.
Dude, it is. And, like, you know, honestly, dude, like, I think if, you know, in graduations, like, you know, when you're graduating,
yeah.
You're walking the aisle.
Uh-huh.
I think if they play the song Good Riddance by Green Day.
Time of Your Life.
I'm gonna bust out crying.
I'm gonna bust out tears. I'm gonna be walking down the aisle. I'm gonna see, like, it's like for a wedding. I'm gonna see all my friends sitting there, giving me peace signs and like high fives and leg shakes. You know,
dude. You know I'm going to your graduation, right?
Dude, I hope you are, and I hope you bring a blowhorn. So when they say my name, you go bum bum bum. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna be like, hey, yo, Dr. Bowen.
Dude, do it, please. Make a sign, paint your chest.
No, and then go out of mine. Pretty sure.
Yeah, I will. Where's it gonna be at?
Nope. I think it's going to be at the Cardinal Stadium.
Really? That's beautiful. You know where I was going to be at?
What?
Kaka Veterans Stadium.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
It's going to be a Motel 6, guys.
So if you guys want to come see me, come down to the homeless shelter on 3rd Street. Nah, but seriously, it's going to be at Veterans if you guys want to come see here.
I don't even know where it's at.
It's the fairgrounds, dude. You know the giant stadium?
Yeah, that big Coliseum or whatever.
Yeah, where the Suns used to play in like the 40s.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it's going to be at. It's going to be tight, dude. Little Wayne's going to be there. Snoop Dogg, you know.
Big Jay-Z with his big J lips.
We do it big in the Vale, you feel me? But,
nope.
Middle sucks, but all right. We're going to get this interview started right now. I'm going to play a song by the Expendables. I mean, all their songs are golden. I could close my eyes and pick
one. You can't pick one. I mean, you can't pick one.
I would be here all night playing them. I have all their CDs. I'd be here all night playing all their songs, you know. But I picked one of my favorites, Down, Down, Down. We will play that right now. I hope you guys enjoy it. Then after, hopefully Jeff's here.
Hey, yeah.
And if not, whatever. What?
Let me go. Set this up real quick.
Set it up, man. All right, here we go.
Ooh. Hello.
Hey, you guys already know we have that shining golden god, Jeff, right here.
Golden god.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing great.
Hey,
right on. you know, we're looking at a couple of pictures of of you, and we noticed that you have like a crazy mustache.
Yeah, a little
Dude.
Bit crazy.
Yeah, I think it looks like. I think I want to have one of those, Not, I want to grow one of those.
Your mustache is off the chain right now, man. My mic was off right now. That's why I wasn't talking. My bad. But, yeah, you have, I've been listening to your band since, the early 2000s, and, never have I seen you rock a mustache, the mustache you have right now. I mean, how did you get this mustache?
That's pretty much all the facial hair I can grow. I don't really... I don't really have much hair anywhere else other than my upper lip and my head. So it's just, I can't grow anything. So that's what I grow. I haven't really trimmed it in a long time, so it's kind of turned out this way.
That is great. That is great, though, because I want to grow a mustache like that, and I can't. So it's all good.
We'll see what happens if you don't shave your upper lip for about a year, and we'll talk.
All right. Tetra, were you going to ask us something about a mustache, didn't you?
Just want to know. Yeah, I just want to know, you think, I know you get a lot of ladies. You think your mustache helps you with getting the ladies?
No, it definitely scares people away. I get weird looks from all types of people walking down the street, so I don't know. It's definitely a facial chandelier conversation piece.
Yeah.
Good to break the ice with, but I don't know. I get very mixed reactions from it.
Yeah, well, from us, you get a big thumbs up, man. That mustache is rocking.
Well, just for you, I'll keep it.
All right, good. I hope so. All right, I got to ask a normal question. How did you guys originally form the band, The Expendables?
We were just a bunch of high school friends, really. Mm-hmm. And before it became The Expendables, it was Raul, our guitar player, and Adam, our drummer, they were in a band. And they couldn't figure out a name, so I suggested The Expendables back in the day, and they immediately liked the name and asked me to join, and then it's kind of been like that ever since. So
that's like a fairy tale story.
I guess so, with a fairy tale mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, so your name's Expendables. Do you guys have that copyrighted, or?
Yeah, sure, I think.
Because that movie, The Expendables, came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what the heck is this? That's shenanigans right there.
Well, they're not a band. It's a movie, so it's okay to do, I guess. I mean, whatever. Adam, our drummer, actually tried to watch it the other night and actually had to turn it off because he couldn't get through it, which is kind of a bummer.
Really?
Horrible.
I was hoping it was going to be kind of good. I mean, it's got all the big names.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. How about
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, everybody. But every time I type in your guys' band now, that movie pops up. It just makes me mad.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, but
yeah,
whatever.
Horrible. What can you do? So, where are some of your most favorite places to play a show at? I mean, you played a lot, but what's some of your favorite?
Arizona.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's not a lie either. Really, Arizona is awesome. We've had one of our biggest shows there out there at the Marquee Theater. So
yeah, I was there. That was a great show, man.
Yeah, so we've always had a good time in Arizona. Arizona's always given us love. We've been playing Arizona since almost day one because it's so close to California. Back in the day, we'd play the frat house parties, the Fiji Islander party. I think we played once or twice. So we definitely have not been shy of going to the Arizona area and partying in the desert like you guys all know how to do.
We do.
Well, that's good stuff right there.
We drop it like it's hot. But I know I can ask you this question because I know how you guys kind of are on stage and whatnot, but most bands come on here and they usually beat around the bush, but I'm sure you have a story. What's the craziest thing that you've, ever seen or, ever happened on tour?
The craziest thing to ever see on tour?
Or happen? Anything. I mean.
Well, one of the crazier things is somebody took a poop and in a cup of noodles and left it there. That's pretty crazy, I guess.
In a cup of noodles?
I think the crazy part is actually they actually made it in the cup.
Uh-huh.
and wiped the lid, put the lid back on, nice and neat.
Well, that's an art right right there. That's an art form.
It was quite, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
That takes some talent.
That takes talent and it takes time. Like.
Yeah, it does. It takes a lot of concentration. Think of that. Everybody, in their minds, think of pooping in a cup of noodles and how difficult that could be.
That's ridiculous, man. I think that's like the craziest story anybody's ever told us.
But then having the creativity to work with a lid to get better.
That's
first of all.
That's ridiculous. Tetra, do you have another question for him?
Yeah, you know, when you guys like write your music or like, you know, what are your like influences in music? Like what kind of bands do you listen to or what's on your iPod?
I mean, in my iPod right now, right now I've been listening to tons of Death Clock because I go running, so that's really Death Clock gets me in the mood to run. But I mean, if you listen to our music, you can hear all kinds of genres in there, and that's, you know, pretty much where we pull our music from, is everything from metal to blues to reggae to country to anything in between, and we try to all play it in our own style and regurgitate it in our own way, and kind of turns out expendable. So we kind of come from all across the board. Everybody's iPod, I bet you, is different, and you would be very surprised at some of the music that's on there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even see that in your music video, Wells. I mean, you got G-Love in there. You got, there's like so many different types of like music that's portrayed in that video. It's pretty cool. How'd you even meet G-Love? So,
We did a tour with them, I think 2007.
Uh-huh.
And so we just kind of became homies with him. And actually that Wells song, this song, kind of not made ourselves to play, but we wanted to play for a tour because it's kind of a more G-Lovey style song where we were just playing reggae and metal, and we weren't really sure how those styles would go along with his crowd when we were opening for them back then. So we played the Wells, which we used to call the G-Love song because we never had a name for it.
Uh-huh.
And during that tour, and I always thought it would have been a good, you know, good vibe to have him, you know, his vocals on there and his harmonica would, you know, would, I've always thought it would have been a good sound in that song, and he, you know, lucky for us, agreed to do it.
Yeah,
and that's where it is now.
It's a really good song. I like that song even, like, before you guys even released it, because you guys used to play it and stuff, but...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a, you know, that song has gone through quite a journey from its beginning to what it is now, so...
Yeah, it has.
Interesting to watch.
I know you guys are going to have your Winter Blackout tour coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little about that?
We're just going to be raging a couple, you know, doing some West Coast dates and some Florida dates. Actually, we're going to be coming by your guys' area in Chandler, I guess, Chandler Park.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Great American Barbecue and Beer Fest.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there, promise.
With real big fish, so I, you know, plenty of barbecue and beer will keep the Expendables very happy.
That is great. I mean, I know you guys are also going to be, this is crazy, like, I want to go to this, but I probably won't be able to make it out, but you guys are going to be playing.
Wait a minute.
No, listen.
You won't be able to make it?
No, not to that. I'm going to be there.
Oh,
but this is something
okay.
else. I couldn't, because this is just ridiculous, but you guys are going to be playing on a cruise ship with 311, right, in March?
Yeah.
You must be stoked for that, aren't you?
Yeah, this is going to be my first cruise, so
that's
excited about that.
How do you like playing with 311? I know you guys played with them before here at the Dodge Theater.
Oh, they're great. We did an entire summer tour with them, which was a blast. Great to watch them and meet them and hang out. They're really cool, so it's going to be good to see them again. Plus, we're playing with the Pepper guys, too.
Yep,
Pepper's just amazing. And
they're
going to
be on the show
stars.
Next week, so, yeah, it's going to be cool.
Excellent, yeah.
Who's the coolest in 311, you think? Who's, like, you most bond to?
I kind of bonded with Peanut the most. Me and him were on the same basketball team, and we kicked major ass.
Really?
That's what I like to hear.
Peanut's a genius at the base, man. That guy.
Yeah, well, he balled it up on the court. I'm not saying that I'm very good, but he definitely carried the weight on the court.
I feel you. All right, so this is kind of like our last cliche question that we always ask every band out there, but, like, what advice do you have out there for any other bands that are trying to make it, like, in their garage trying to do their thing?
My advice would be don't break up. I mean, if you found a core of guys that you really get along with, that's half the battle to making it as a band, is staying together and keeping your personalities, you know, and your egos sort of at bay, where thinking about, you know, what's best for the band and what's best for moving forward with whatever career you want to do for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And don't break up, and get better, and, you know, keep getting better at your musical instrument or your voice or whatever you play. You know, just try to be the best you can, and don't stop learning more and more and more, because there's always somebody out there that can teach you something or you can learn from or whatever. So
yeah.
It'll never
yeah.
be too good for your band.
Yeah.
On a little side note, I should say, I was playing like Guitar Hero like last week, and I pretty much killed Sacrifice, you know, on the vocals.
Okay.
So if you ever need a backup singer, I'm right here. You know, I'm just letting you know.
All right.
Tetra's going to be waiting in the wings. That did happen. But we really appreciate you being on the show, man. You're going to play a song at the right now, right?
Yeah. If you guys would like, sure.
Yes, we would. I'm sure.
Oh, we would love
do.
It.
We would love it.
Okay.
So, yeah. Any idea what we're going to be hearing?
Yeah, this is a song kind of inspired, or the choice of song is inspired to by the events going on over there in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if everybody knows, but it's pretty gnarly over there.
Yeah.
So this song is called Paper Chains, and it's kind of a government song, or a song about a crappy government, you know, and kind of what they're going through over there, and they have actually, you know, stuff for their, what they believe in. So this one's called Paper Chains. Let me put this on speakerphone and get started here.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, cool.
All right, can you hear everything okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, everything's good.
All right. Nothing's too loud, too quiet here.
Perfect.
What we see is make no sense. Why do we come to see believe? We have trouble within our borders, and I'm afraid help is out of view. They've taken our horses and they've locked them up. Paper chains I'd like to burn. I cannot even enjoy a sunset. Oh, in a world that's on the verge. Oh, in a world that's on the verge. Oh, all this day, it's got my head on low. I'm searching right to keep the air. Oh, I don't want to be another disciple. Oh, as they sit in a liar's chair. Oh, information that's in thought. Oh, in the news I never heard. And I can see under a
Jeff is going to play Paper Chains, and Jeff would be like, oh, damn it, now I got to pick a new song.
Yeah,
thanks,
see,
stupid.
Didn't do that. And we had a little mix-up in the beginning. I had my mic on mute. I'm sorry, guys.
You know, but that's why we got two people. You know, I pick up the slack. When, you know what I mean?
You did. I got scared, dude. I ain't going to lie. Because, like, I was talking, and I was looking at you, and I was like, what's going on? And you just kept going, and I was like...
Yeah, at first, I was going to let you lead it.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I did. I was talking. I was like...
And I hear Doctor talking, but I don't hear anything coming out.
Exactly.
And I'm like, all right, let me just pick this up while our doctor got those technical malfunctions over it.
And then all I saw was this big, giant red light flashing in my eyes. I was like, oh, that's right, I'm stupid, it's on mute. And so I pressed the button and came back in strong.
If you guys like,
you off too.
It was cool, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Because I was just trying to cover it for you, but...
It's all good, man.
If you guys ever come into our studio, like, we're basically facing each other, but, like, there's a space between us, you know what
there
I mean?
There's a space.
Because I was going to be looking at Doctor's face when I'm talking.
Exactly. I am excited because I didn't even know that show with the Expendables. I am super... Tetra, you down?
You what?
You down to go see the Expendables and Big Fish?
Yeah, I didn't even know that they were going to be coming here again.
I didn't even know that either, but we are going to be going to that, dude. The Expendables
are amazing. And then Pepper's going to be there too, huh?
I don't know if Pepper... Oh, you said Pepper, huh?
That's what he said. He said Real Big
Ooh,
Fish, and then he said...
And guys,
Pepper's going to be there.
Pepper's going to be on our show. I talked to Kaleo. I think it's his name, Kaleo, right? Kaleo. I talked to him 2 days ago, 3 days ago. They're going to be on our show pretty soon. This not next week or the week after. They're going to be on, though.
I mean, I'm not saying that's pretty much a good topic to talk about next week, but pretty much it is.
But it pretty much is. And they're a wild bunch, I can tell you that much.
Dude, they want to have dirty hot sex.
They do what they do. Tell me the ramen noodles poop story didn't make you laugh. Because, like, I was legitimately, like, no band's ever made me laugh, like, hard, like...
Yeah, like, I wasn't expecting it, you know, it's just what I'm saying, you don't expect, like, oh.
You know, I didn't want to bust out laughing, but it was great, you know, and we have about 2 minutes left on this show. I want to thank you guys for listening, thank Jeff for being on the show, Tetra, I mean, what do you got to say, man?
I want to thank Dr. Bones for being on the show.
Thank you, man.
And, you know, I want to thank,
I want to thank our agent, Jim White, for getting all these people on our show.
Dude, I love Big Jimmy. I call him Big J, you know, because
yeah,
I'm cool with him.
Without Jim, I don't think this show's possible. Like,
hey, Mickey,
all the guests and everything.
Mickey, I want to just thank Mickey real quick, you know, because, like, we actually hate you, dude, but you do a lot for us.
You do a lot. You do the switchboard, which isn't much, but...
which, you know, I can get my little brother
to
do.
What you gotta do. And then we have Jessica. She does our website. So thanks to her, too.
Yeah, like, she runs a website. She's a web... What's it called? Webmaster or whatever?
Yeah, webmaster. She does that, but... We're going to go right now. I'm going to end on Paper Chains. I'm going to play it again because it's beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you should end it on one of
I'm
going to
end it on Paper Chains. This is Dr. Bones.
And you already know, baby. It's your boy, DJ Tetra.
Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next week. This is going to be even better. I don't know how we're going to do it. We just had Jeff Weirs on, but it's going to be even better next week, I promise. All right, guys. See ya.
Bye.